What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have a big cause for concern, my friends. Bernie Sanders is gaining popularity according to the most recent data. When it comes to the actual leadership, the organizational leadership in the Democrat Party, they just don't have anyone. You just can't point to anybody actually moving things around. But when it comes to the thought leadership, it is all Bernie Sanders. The Democrat Party is fully a socialist party because of him at this point. He was interviewed recently and told CNN what the plan was for Democrats for 2028. And I want to show that to you. But before I do, I want to show you this poll that came out from Gallup because it shows the popularity shifts. Gallup took the 14 most famous figures in America, currently alive, and polled their approval according to Americans. Basically just ask them simply, do you approve or not, or do you not have any opinion? This is what it looks like. And unfortunately, Bernie Sanders is on the list. The most favorable. And again, you have to look into the no opinion. There's some people who had no opinion, and that's fine. But the person with the most favorable view in the eyes of Americans is Pope Leo, which is fantastic. I'm not Catholic, but that's a good thing. He's got a 46% net approval. And when that number on the far right, the net approval is favorability minus unfavorability. So 57% favorability is fantastic, but 46 net is even better. Vladimir Zelensky is after him as second most popular. I actually think that's fine too. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, even if you don't like Zelensky for what he's doing to America, at the end of the day, that is because of Democrats and Rhino Republicans giving him the money. I think anyone in America would want Vladimir Zelensky as our president, looking at how hard he's fighting for Ukraine. So I don't think that's unrealistic either. He's got an 18% net favorability. After that, though, is Bernie Sanders, unfortunately. And it's crazy. I mean, it really is. And if you look at the Gallup polls, they're fairly accurate. I know there's a lot of people who are going to say it's not accurate, but the reality is it's pretty dang close. It might be off by a few percentages. That's fine. But he has a net favorability, according to this, of plus 11, 49% favorability. After that is Emmanuel Macron. Again, no one knows who that is. He has the highest no opinion on here, so that doesn't really matter. And it goes down the list from AOC to Joe Biden to J.D. Vance, Gavin Newsom, Marco Rubio, Elon Musk, all these things. And if you look at the data, it's really not that surprising. Donald Trump's at a 41% favorability. There's nothing really that bad about it. That's pretty average. Elon Musk is very low. Not surprising either. Obviously, leftists are going to hate him, and there's a lot of MAGA Republicans that don't like him either because of him saying things about the Epstein files and Donald Trump. So that's why he's at the bottom. And all of those are interesting, and that's all fine. But I think Bernie Sanders is the most fascinating. I mean, that is really, really scary in my mind that he is so high up. People on the left will say all the time, they'll say, oh, look, they're talking about Bernie Sanders. They're getting afraid. That's what they'll say about Zohran Mamdani as well. Oh, the Republicans are so afraid. Yes. Yes, I am afraid. I am afraid of socialists. I am. They destroy countries. European economies right now and immigration are in ruins right now because of what socialists have done to them. Like right now, I'm not talking about just history. History is obviously horrible, but I'm talking about right now in the world, socialists are destroying countries. So yes, I'm terrified. It's true in history. It's true right now. In any case, Bernie Sanders was asked about this popularity from the Gallup poll, and his response was the perfect reveal, I think, of what the Democrat Party will now be looking like moving forward. Take a look.
That in America, with all of our genius, all of our capabilities, we, spending so much money, cannot provide a high-quality system that guarantees health care to all people. And you think people here don't know that? They know it. They know we can do it. Throughout Europe and other countries, you don't have to leave college $50,000, $100,000 in debt, or $500,000 in debt if you're going to medical school. That makes zero sense at all. Look, let's be clear on the message of tonight and what I will continue to give. You have a government today that is run by the wealthiest people in this country. They are extremely greedy people. They want it all, and we've got to stand up to them.
His exact words, he says, are we, spending so much money, cannot provide universal health care for all people. He nailed it, honestly. That's actually true. It turns out when you spend oodles of money and bankrupt your country on socialized health care systems, which we have tried, it raises prices. It raises prices. It doesn't work. He just hasn't connected that. He's saying we spend all this money. It's not working. Exactly. Exactly, Bernie. One of the ironies of the universal healthcare bros and them all talking about how important that is they go on and on about how good Obamacare was, how fantastic it is, but then they simultaneously will admit how much the price of healthcare and health insurance has skyrocketed over the last few years since it was signed into law. That is the reason why, because socialized healthcare is the bankruptor of countries. It does not work. It is incredibly expensive for the country. It's also incredibly expensive for the individual. He also brings up college. He says we should have to. We shouldn't have to live in debt after. We shouldn't have to leave with $50,000 in debt. You're right, but here's the deal. People choose to. People choose to leave with that much debt. There's a college like 2 minutes from my house, for example. It's the largest state school in Utah. Tons of people go there. Again, state school. It's not just a college. It's a university. Tuition right now there is half the price of a Pell Grant. Half. So that means if you qualify for Pell Grants, which, again, if you don't qualify, presumably you have parents who could help you through college. That's an individual decision. But on a state level, if you qualify for Pell Grants, you get to go to a state school, the biggest state school, and you get to get paid to go there. That's what that means. Tuition is more than free. And guess what? Nobody cares that you got a degree from that place instead of Harvard. So we do have free tuition. In fact, you'll get paid to go there. That's how generous our progressive system is right now. And if you need to go to medical school like he talks about, yes, it is okay that was expensive. I cannot get over how socialists like Bernie Sanders think that just because something was expensive means it's evil. It's freaking medical school, guys. Like, it's medical school. You think that doctors and the educators that teach people to do medical things shouldn't be paid well? Of course they should. Of course they should be paid well. Of course it should be expensive to take a hugely lucrative skill and knowledge and have it for the rest of your life. Yeah, it's going to be expensive. As it turns out, if you look at the data, by the way, there's a good ROI on medical school debt. Like, people, they pay it back. They do, because they make a freak ton of money as a doctor, and they should. They should. So why am I saying all this? Why am I breaking down the things that he talked about in the video? The reason why is because Bernie Sanders likes to say a lot of things that mean absolutely nothing. He is a guy who's never produced anything in his life except for some books. He's never been a doctor. He's never been a lawyer. He's never been a business owner. He's never been an employer. He's not capable of creating jobs, is what I'm saying. He goes on and on about how expensive, you know, how horrible it is that the minimum wage is so low. He's never even offered someone a job. So his minimum wage was zero. He's never produced anything in his life. He just takes paychecks from taxpayers and his book royalties. And all he says is he's going to fight this invisible person trying to take you down. That's what he does. And he has these slogans like, college is too expensive. Oh, it's way too expensive for healthcare. And he doesn't actually break it down like I just did and talk about why it's so expensive, Bernie. Maybe it's because of the Affordable Care Act. Maybe college doesn't have to be that expensive. Maybe you just went to an expensive school. Maybe people are choosing to go to Harvard instead of their local state school where, again, they can get paid to go if they qualify for Pell Grants. And if they don't, then their parents can pay for it. What Bernie Sanders wants is to raise taxes on you so that you have to pay more for healthcare. That's what's happened. You've had to pay the government more, and you've had to pay more for healthcare. That's what socialism has gotten you. And ultimately, what he's going to do politically is he's going to endorse AOC. And some of the popularity is going to spill over to her. If you look at the Gallup poll, she's not so unpopular. There's a lot of people who don't know who she is, which I know is crazy to hear. If you're involved in politics, if you watch the show, it's hard to understand, but there's a lot of people who just don't care. They don't care who AOC is, but they do know who Bernie Sanders is. The "I don't know who Bernie Sanders is" was a pretty low number. And so that popularity will spill over to AOC. I really would not underestimate AOC. I know a lot of Republicans are. She is going to ride his coattails. He knows that he is too old to run for president. And so he's going to choose a successor. And if you look at it, it's clearly AOC. I mean, he's campaigning with her. He's going to try to give her everything that he can. In that same interview, Dana Bash asks him why Kamala Harris lost, why the Democrats are struggling so bad. His response was a perfect example of his dishonesty, his sliminess. Take a look.
Tough when you were speaking to this crowd about Kamala Harris.
One of the reasons, in my view, that Kamala Harris lost this election is she had too many billionaires telling her not to speak up for the working class of this country.
Ouch.
Well, no, I don't think that's, I like Kamala, she's a friend of mine, but she was, her core consultants, you know, were heavily influenced by very wealthy people. How do you run for president and not develop a strong agenda which speaks to the economic crises facing working families?
And that message right there, what he does for a scapegoat for Kamala Harris is what allows people like AOC and Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris to avoid all personal responsibility. It was the billionaire's fault. That's all they'll say every time. It's not their fault. No, Bernie Sanders, who's been in politics for who knows how long, and people like Joe Biden, who are literally in politics since the 70s, it's not their fault. It's the evil billionaires. I'm sure Bernie Sanders, by the way, has taken tons of money from billionaires for his campaign. Just maybe. Maybe that's what's been funding his entire life. It has, by the way. I'm sure every problem ever created in America came from 200 random people. That's the message that he is trying to sell. Or maybe Kamala Harris was just a horrible candidate that had no actual policy prescriptions for Americans. None of them liked them. Maybe that's more plausible. You see, Bernie Sanders has a cop-out every time. When America does bad, he can just blame the billionaires. He doesn't actually have to face the reality that the Democrat Party has done horrible things. He doesn't even have to blame Republicans if he wants to be more in the middle. He just gets to blame billionaires. It's very easy. Not the politicians who make the decisions. He doesn't have to take any accountability. He doesn't, again, have to admit that he's taking money from the billionaires. It's not individuals either who are making horrible life decisions. It could not possibly be that someone has just done something bad in their life and that's why they're failing. It has to be the billionaire's fault. The people that we've never met, a lot of people don't even, like people we don't care about. It's the billionaire's fault every time. Americans should not fall for this. This is something, the data is very concerning to me. I think Americans are falling for it right now. I really hope that the Republican Party has an answer to this, because if they don't, they may find themselves in trouble in the midterms and in 2028. The progressive left is a cult. I talk all about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. I talk about the Bernie Sanders of the world, the AOCs, and all the crazy, crazy stories that I can't talk about on YouTube. It is on Amazon right now. The link is in the description below. Donald Trump has just delayed the tariffs on China again. Why? This is the deal. Look, I like Trump, guys. I voted for him. I support him. But my promise to you on the show is that I have to tell the truth. And so there's going to be some uncomfortable truths in this episode today. Trump delaying the tariffs on China does not make any sense. When it comes to tariffs, there's kind of a few schools of thought. And here, I'm open to all of them, or at least I was, until we're seeing the natural results of the tariffs. Here were the schools of thought. Some say that Trump is pursuing tariffs in order to lower all the tariffs, right? He wants to be more free market. We have some unfair tariffs on us, and he wants to reduce them. Okay, fair enough. I think that's a fair philosophy. I think it's a good thing to get over. If that's the case, I'm all for it. The problem with that theory is it obviously is not true, because we now have what seems to be long-term tariff policy with our allies that are way higher than they used to be. It was never this high before. The next theory, and that's very clear from the EU to Canada, which we'll get into in a second. The next theory is that people say Trump is pursuing tariffs to box in China. I'm all for that. I think that's a fantastic thing. A lot of people have talked about it. It's great. China steals our intellectual property. They undercut our industries. Overall, they're just our enemy. I have no problem with isolating them. I think that's a fantastic economic strategy. So Trump wants to box them in. I like that plan. The only problem is we now have tariffs on the EU, Canada, and our closest allies that are heavier than what we have on China. I am not joking. Canada has a 35% blanket tariff on almost all their goods, which is very high, by the way, way high, and non-reciprocal. I know we hear about reciprocal tariffs from Canada. They had less than 5% tariff on us before. So true reciprocality would have been 4 or 5%, right? The EU, by the way, has a blanket 15% tariff, which is also way higher than we had than they had on us. It was about 1%, and we had about 1%. So we already actually had reciprocal tariffs on the EU. It was essentially free trade with them. So there was nothing reciprocal about raising that to 15%. And again, I guess I have no problem with that, but that does not make any sense if you are trying to box in China. For China, the rates were going to be 145%, which is fantastic. I mean, it's like insanely fantastic. That's basically a trade embargo. You're just not doing trade with China. I think that's great because China's our enemy. However, if you want to box in China, the way to do it is to leave the 145% on, and now we're delaying that 90 days, and it's down to 30%. Which, again, as I just talked about, is less than what we have currently on Canada, which is crazy. And so this theory from people that we want to box in China also cannot be true. Clearly, I mean, why would we? That we're boxing in Canada currently more than we're boxing in China. Because, if you wanted to box in China, you'd put the 145% on it. You would not delay anything. And then you'd create free trade agreements on your allies so that you can turn them towards you and buying everything from you, and you even buying some things that you can't make in your country in their country, and it strengthens your economic ties so they don't go to China. But instead, Trump heavily tariffed Canada and other countries, thus turning them towards China, who may have lower tariff rates on them than we have on them. So that theory doesn't hold up. That can't be it. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that anymore. So the question that we have is, what is the goal of the Trump admin? Like, really, what is it? And you could just say, oh, well, just, let's just ask them. But the problem is when you ask them, we get different responses from Scott Bessent to Donald Trump to J.D. Vance to Peter Navarro. It's, oh, Howard Lutnick. They're all giving me different answers. So I really have no idea, but I do know that the first two things that I just said, those theories can't be true. As far as I can tell, what the goal is, this is just going based on their actions. It's simply to raise tariffs on everyone. This is their new way of taxation. And I know a lot of people are saying, well, look, this is the new way of taxation. We're putting the tariffs on people, but we don't want to do income tax anymore. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, tariffs can be a way of taxation, but here's the deal. Where are the income tax going? Are the income taxes over? No, they're not over. And they're not going anywhere, by the way. It's not politically going to happen. I would love for it to happen. Trump is not going to get rid of the income tax. There's just no political way for him to do it. I know he might want to do it, but he can't do it. And so what you're getting right now, just understand this, if you want the income tax to go away, is you're going to have the income tax and you're having the tariffs. You're having both. So no, it's not replacing the income tax. So that's a stupid argument. Sorry. The income tax is just not going anywhere. So you're getting two taxes. If it replaced it, fine, but that's not going to happen. As far as I can see, we're raising the tariffs on everyone. It has nothing to do with China, has nothing to do with our allies. Donald Trump and his administration just wants tariffs high for everyone. And it's not what his administration has been saying, but the actions speak louder than words. And at some point, I just don't care what you say. I care about what you do. And that doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. I have no blind allegiance. Like, I just don't care. I like Donald Trump because I think he'll do what's best for the country. But when he does something that isn't, I'm not going to lie about it. I know a lot of political commentators out there are. I'm sorry, I'm just not willing to do that. Because the actual economic success of our lives and our kids depends on it. And so why would I lie about something like that? At some point, again, I don't understand why we're being more lenient with China than Canada. That's just insane. Why are we giving a 90-day delay to China when we never did that for Canada? And by the way, every time tariffs get delayed, the market goes up. You can see it. So you can see how the markets are responding. Markets soared when the announcement was made that tariffs on China were delayed. The markets hate the tariffs. And you could say, oh, well, why do I care about the markets? Well, the markets are your 401k, your IRA, any of your brokerage accounts. So it's your retirement. It also affects housing prices. So if you're in housing and you know you wanting to retire and actually be able to sell your house for a nice price one day, that's going to affect that. It mostly affects jobs. If the markets aren't going up, then there's no capital for companies to start new jobs. So it actually does matter. And the markets indicating that the tariffs suck is an indication that the tariffs are hurting our economy, because tariffs are horrible for businesses, horrible for consumers. So as someone who wants Trump to succeed, this is my plea. If you want to box China in, then stop delaying the tariffs. Treat our allies better than our enemies. That's what's weird to me. We've got allies, we've got enemies. We are treating our enemies better than our allies. So don't turn our allies to our enemies. It makes no sense. If Trump does, then he will easily lose the midterms. If he starts treating our allies better than our enemies, he'll easily win and the economy will do fantastic. If he doesn't, the data is clear that Americans won't tolerate the tariffs and Republicans are not going to stand a chance. My favorite part of the show is being able to interact with you guys. I do it in the comments all the time. You can leave a comment on the show today and I'll respond to it. But I also use Substack to interact with you guys. Every single weekend, I send out a weekly newsletter to you. It's completely free. I'm able to bounce ideas off each other and we can even do live Q&As on Substack. So go check it out right now. It's completely free. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.